friends of Drishti, especially Sus, from Mori from Rabbi Shlita, Rabbi Yitzhak, Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hannah Miriam, Bas Chana. It says in the Gemara and Brachas, Flamin Aleph, we're trying to find this makor that Ein Adam Lisfala Mitoch Kovid Rosh, after daven with seriousness, with a heavy head. I, with your great chesed, will come to your holy sanctuary with your fear. And I will bow down. I will bow down to your holy sanctuary with fear. So we see that there's fear here. So we understand that b'yirasecha is kovod rosh. So how do you have to die with kovod rosh? Because it says that I'm going to go with your chesed to your house, bow down to your holy sanctuary with your fear. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, how do we know this is true? That you can learn from here. Maybe David is different because he was mitzar nafshe baracha metuva. He was mitzar himself. He caused himself a lot of anguish in his davening. So maybe only David has to daven with yira. With kovod rosh, but not us. Elam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi mehacha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi gives another makor. Rashi says Ishtachav el hechal kotshecha biyira secha. Rashi says mitoch yira, with fear. So the kash of the Gemara on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, is similar to the kash of the Gemara on Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar brought a raya from Chana, and Maris Nafsha, she was bitter, so we also have to be Muidavin. And the Gemara says maybe Chana was different, and Rabbi Yossi Rechanin, we say maybe David was different. It must be then that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, and Rabbi Lazar hold you can learn from the Tefillah of David and Chana. The question is, why didn't Rebbe Lazar learn from David? And why didn't Rabbi Yossi Rechanina learn from Chana? They're both maskim that you can learn from David and Chana. In other words, Rebbe Lazar learns from Chana. Rabbi Yossi Rechanina learns from David. The Gemara was Docha. No, you can learn from David and Chana, but they obviously feel you can. So then why did Rabbi Yossi Rechanina learn Dafka from David and not from Chana? And why did Rebbe Lazar learn from Chana and not from David? So we can answer. Says the Sefer Marba Amidan He'arahei, upon which we're basing this shiur. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina doesn't want to learn from a lashon of Merirus, because it's a big chiddush to say that from Vihim Maras Nefesh you learn Kovod Rosh. Kovod Rosh is Hachna, and Maras Nefesh is bitterness. It's two different emotions. However, that's only to answer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. But what about Rabbi Lazar? Why didn't Rabbi Lazar learn from the pasuk of Yossi Rabbi Chanina? It says, so fear and kovod rosh are much closer. So it would appear that the sugya explains this. Later on, Amid Beis, after we discuss the whole story of Chana, we bring a number of members of Rabbi Lazar. Gedola Tfila Yosir Maisim Tovim, Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim, Tainus is greater than Staka, Tfila is greater than Karbanos Lamali Rosev Chechem, Obe Parischem Kapechem. So God says, what do I need all your Karbanos for? When you spread out your hands, I'm not interested. I'm going to hide my face from you. So first we say, God says, I don't need your Karbanos, and He says, I don't need your Tfilas. So Rashi says, if tefillah wasn't greater, what do you need to say that for? Once you say, I don't need your karbanos, I still need your tefillahs. It must be that tefillah is greater than karbanos. I don't need your karbanos. God says, I don't even need your tefillahs, because we're sinning. So Shaila is, what does the Gemara bring all these members for? Gedola this from this, Gedola this from this. What does that have to do with here? Look in Tosas Dibar Maschut Gedola. However, as far as Rashi is concerned, we could say as follows, that in the story of Chana it says, Va'ala ha'isha hu me'iro, miyamim yamima, l'shtachavos l'zboach, l'shem tzvachos b'shilo. And that man went from his city, from the old days, to bow down and to bring karbanos to Hashem in Shiloh, the Makom HaMishkan. Radak writes, Bedrash, Rabbi Ella b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak shkula tefila keneged karbanos. We have a drasha in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, the tefila equals karbanos. Shenemar l'shtachavos v'lizboach. So you see an equation. L'shtachavos tefila v'lizboach karbanos. Rabbanan amri chaviva tefila yoyser min karbanos. Tefila is even greater, because first it says l'shtachavos tefila, and only then l'zboach. So it says in the Yalkut. So we see in the parasha of Chana, we can learn that gedola tefila yoyser min karbanos, and therefore the Gemara brings that Rebbe Elazar doesn't learn from there, even though you can learn from the parasha of Chana, but Rebbe Elazar learns from Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamali robes of Chechem, Yomar Hashem, Uparvischem Kapechem. That from there you learn that not only don't I want your karbanos, I didn't want your tefillas, that tefillah is greater. So even though you can learn from the story of Chana that tefillah is greater than karbanos, Rebbe Elazar learns from the story from the Pasuk in Yeshaya. And the explanation is, that's the, if you learn from the pasuk that's said by Elkanan Chana, you have to explain that the lashon Ishtachavoya is a kinui l'tfila. Because that's the whole limud. The limud is first tfila and then karbanos. So Ishtachavoya, l'shtachavos v'lizboach, first tfila and then karbanos. You see, tfila is greater than karbanos. You have to learn Ishtachavoya is a kinui l'tfila. That's a word, that's a euphemism for tefillah. So the one who explains that Ishtachavaya is Shaykh Lali al Regel, that you're coming to see Hashem and you have to bow down, cannot learn that Gedola Tefillah Yosem in a Karbanah. If you learn that Ishtachavaya is about going, being Ola L'Regel and bowing down in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not about Tefillah, then you can't learn that Gedola Tefillah Yosef Min HaKarbanos, because Ishtachavaya is not Tefillah, it's Shaykh to Ali L'Regel. So now we learn the Sheet of Rebbe Elazar from the Sugi itself, because he darshins Gedola Tefillah Yosef Min HaKarbanos from the Pasuk in the Sefer Yeshaya, because he learns that Ishtachavaya that was said by Elias Elkanah v'chana to Shiloh in the Regalim is a lashon that's shayich to Aliyah l'regel and not to tefillah. And that's why Rebbe Elazar needs to learn from a pasuk in Yeshaya, because he doesn't learn that l'shtachavos is a din in tefillah. He's apparently learning that l'shtachavos is a din in Aliyah l'regel, so he can't learn from there that Gedola Tefillah Yosef Min HaKarbanos, he needs to come on to Yeshaya. And that's where Rabbi Elazar argues on Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and he doesn't learn Fani Barov Chazdecha Avo Beisecha Ishtachavel Heichal Kotchecha Biyiratzecha. I will bow down. Bowing down is tefillah, apparently, to the Yir Heichal Kodesh in your Yira. So that's only according to Yosef Rabbi Chanina. This bowing down is a tefillah. So when you're bowing down the tefillah, it has to be b'yir, it has to be b'kovod rosh. But Rebbe Elazar doesn't learn that Ishtachavaya is tefillah. He learns Ishtachavaya is a din in Aliyah l'regel, as we see from the fact that he had to bring Gedola Tefillah Yosef Min HaKarbanos from Yeshaya, not from there. Abazai, we see that he doesn't understand that Ishtachavaya means tefillah. Ishtachavaya is a lila regel. And if Ishtachavaya is a lila regel, you can't learn from the pasuk of Avo Beisecha, Ishtachavel Heichal Kotchecha B'Yiratzecha. Ishtachavaya B'chlal isn't talking about tefillah. So how can you learn a din in tefillah from this pasuk? So Mela, Rebbe Elazar didn't learn from this pasuk. He learned from the pasuk about Chana. Because for him, Ishtachavel Heichal Kotchecha B'Yiratzecha is a din, not in tefillah. It's telling you that you have to bow down when you come to a holy place, to the Beis HaMikdash. And now we see very, very beautifully and brilliantly the Shita of Rebbe Elazar, and we should all be Zoche, Lilmodu, Lami, Lishmor, Vlasi, the time is called Divro, Samu, Tarasu, Via Hava, Amen, Via Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.